Treya secures $12 million in strategic funding for neobank Evolution. Treya, the protocol pioneer behind self-custodial rewards, has successfully closed a $12 million strategic funding round to accelerate its vision of a unified crypto neobank. The round saw participation from major industry heavyweights, including Polygon, Aptos, the Ethereum Foundation, ZeroG Labs, Wintermute, and Arbitrum. This capital injection is earmarked for scaling Treya's proof of spend points program and expanding its infrastructure to support high throughput cross-chain consumer payments. Why $12 million from Polygon and Ethereum Foundation validates self-custody cards venture capital in 2026 has shifted away from pure protocol speculation toward functional real-world use cases. Treya's successful raise in a mature market signals strong institutional confidence in the self-custody card model. For users, this means Treya now has the capital needed to maintain its competitive cashback rates, up to 6% on the premium tier, and ensure long-term liquidity for its upcoming governance token launch. Core explanation, direct answer format. Treya has raised $12 million in strategic funding to transition from a rewards-focused card provider into a comprehensive crypto neobank that unifies spending, trading, and earning within a single self-custodial interface. This funding round supports the expansion of Treya's account abstraction wallet architecture, which allows users to interact with DeFi protocols while maintaining the user experience of a traditional banking app. The project is using its proof of spend points program to build a massive on-chain identity layer before its 2026 token generation event, TGE. Market benchmarking and ROI math. The $12 million raise puts Treya in an elite group of well-capitalized crypto payment startups. This liquidity allows Treya to subsidize transaction costs and maintain higher rewards than its bootstrapped competitors. Metric, Treya. Post-funding, standard self-custody card, traditional neobank, pre-Krasnosporting, backing, Ethereum Foundation, Polygon, Varies, Angel, Series C, institutional, max cashback, up to 6%, USDC premium tier, 1, 2%, 0.1, 0.5%, daily limit, $100,000, $10,000, $5,000, custody, self-custodial, MPC. Self-custodial, centralized, for a power user, the equity upside of Treya is the primary differentiator. If the 12 Mariners raise values the protocol at 150 Mariners, and your proof of spend points represent a 0.01% share of the eventual airdrop, your spending today is effectively purchasing protocol equity at a ground floor valuation. Common mistakes or myths. Myth 1, funding means Treya is going centralized. The involvement of the Ethereum Foundation and Polygon suggests the opposite. Treya's core mission is to scale decentralized, non-custodial infrastructure. The funding is being used to build better software, not to take custody of user funds. Myth 2. Points programs are just a distraction from real yield. In Treya's case, the points are a bridge to ownership. The 12-mailer raise ensures that there is actual capital and a professional market-making partner, Wintermute, behind the eventual token launch. Myth 3, high-limit cards are only for whales. Treya's neobank interface is designed for everyday retail use. While higher limits are available for the signature tier, the $20 a year virtual tier allows anyone to participate in the points ecosystem. How this relates to crypto cards. Treya's funding news confirms that the industry is moving toward account abstraction, ERC 4337, as the standard for crypto cards. By using smart contract wallets, Treya can offer social recovery and gasless transactions, features that were impossible for legacy custodial cards. If you are looking for a card that combines the safety of self-custody with the convenience of a modern bank, Treya is now the most well-funded option in that category.